AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The UN Security Council has scheduled a Tuesday vote on a draft resolution that would impose an arms embargo on leaders of Yemen's Shiite Houthi rebels and their key supporters, the former president and his son. The resolution aimed at ending the military campaign against supporters of the embattled current president and the rebels' attempt to take over the country. President Obama has sent top officials to Capitol Hill to appeal to lawmakers to hold off on any action that could scuttle a nuclear deal with Iran.
Secretary of State John Kerry and others involved with the talks are holding 2 days of closed-door briefings on the deal framework, but details still need to be fleshed out. So White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the president thinks congressional action now would be premature.
The president wants Congress to ensure that our negotiators have the time and space that they need to try to reach an agreement by the end of June.
Opponents of the deal, including key Democrats, want Congress to vote on anything that lifts sanctions. Earnest acknowledges there's some convincing to do, but adds some Republicans are so opposed to a deal for political reasons, they frankly don't care about its merits. Mark Smith at the White House.
An unusual reason forced a Los Angeles-bound Alaska Airlines flight to return to Seattle on Monday afternoon. Airport spokesman Peter Cooper.
We had an initial report from Alaska Flight 448 that was heading to Los Angeles shortly after takeoff, had heard some screams from underneath in the cargo area.
The screams and banging were coming from an airport worker who fell asleep and found himself trapped in the plane's cargo hold, which is pressurized and temperature controlled, so the worker was okay, able to walk off the plane. He was checked out at a hospital as a precaution. Prosecutors have charged a reserve sheriff's deputy with manslaughter in the death of an Oklahoma man who was fatally shot as he lay on the ground at the officer's feet. The sheriff's office had said 73-year-old Robert Bates mistakenly pulled out his handgun instead of a stun gun. This is AP Radio News. The jury has begun hearing closed statements in a murder trial stemming from the 36-year disappearance of a New York City boy. Here's the AP's Warren Levinson.
Pedro Hernandez is the only witness against himself, said defense attorney Harvey Fishbein, summing up his case in the only criminal trial to come from the disappearance of Eitan Pates. The 1979 case of a 6-year-old who vanished on the first day he was allowed to walk alone to the school bus changed standards for parents all over the country. The day he disappeared is now National Missing Children Day. Fishbein says the confession Hernandez gave police 3 years ago is the product of mental illness. It isn't backed up by any physical evidence, and it doesn't make sense. Warren Levinson, New York.
The latest contestant to get bounced from Dancing with the Stars is Suzanne Somers. The former Three's Company star used the opportunity to deliver this message.
And I think all women my age should go on hormones.
Rumor Willis got the most points last night. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.